Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Moms, can you really get rid of that baby weight? Being a dad and seeing my beautiful wife go through that incredible 9 months, and we had a beautiful son, Max, and then the weeks afterwards, I saw my wife struggling. She's like, I gotta get my body back. It's a burning question. We see it on TVs. We see the celebrities. They get it off in weeks. But is it real? To find out what is real, we are joined by fitness expert and mother of two, Laura Fielding. Laura, how are you today?
I'm great, Jay. How are you?
I am great. This is going to be a wonderful segment, not just because we have you, but this is the question that so many moms have, and we see, but what we do is we, in the magazines, we see these people, these celebrities, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they pull off the weight. That's not real. It's not feasible. It's unhealthy, and it sets a bad tone for the rest of the moms. So, Laura, if women are listening right now, and they want to tell their friend, or they want to tell themselves, how can they get rid of those extra pounds that you put on during pregnancy? Where do you start?
Baby steps, Jay. I think it takes, 9 months to put that weight on, and you've got to give yourself some time to take the weight off. And oftentimes you have that baby and it's another 6 to 8 weeks before you can actually start working out. You need to ease yourself back in, but the thing you could focus on right afterwards is the diet. You don't want to be eating prepackaged junk. If you start eating, fruits and vegetables, lean protein, you can get a jump start on the diet by eating healthy even before you could start exercising.
I like that, because a lot of people always say, oh, I got to get back into it. I got to start getting on that treadmill. You said something very imperative, and it's very important that a lot of women hear this. Start focusing on the diet. Start there. And I know it's so hard, ladies. I've seen it with my wife, and I can speak personally about this. You're not sleeping. If you're a new mom, it's your first child, you're so scared of everything that's happening. So rely on your husband. Rely on friends. Take care of yourself. Get to sleep. And as Laura said so poignantly, take baby steps. Now, Laura, is it true women can expect, or women do too much too soon? Because we see it on TV. Where do we draw the line? So you take baby steps, but what can women really expect?
Well, Jay, it takes months to get that weight off. They need to really give themselves some time and really, really focus on taking care of the baby, and the weight will come off if you watch your diet and you exercise. But you really need to focus on getting that sleep, taking care of your baby, and not really going crazy at the gym in the beginning.
Do these celebrity magazines hurt or help, you think, these average women? Because you turn the page and you say, oh, in 3 weeks they turn this around.
Well,
are they helping or hurting?
They're hurting. It's not realistic, Jay. These people on the covers of the magazines, they have help, they have nannies, they have chefs, they have personal trainers. The average person doesn't have access to that. So you really can't compare yourself to those celebrities that you see that, may have a baby and then they're posing on the cover of a magazine in a bikini with rock hard abs, 4 weeks after they've had the baby. It's not realistic.
It isn't. And it's sad because so many new moms, I've heard it from my wife, she's like, oh, look, they lost their baby weight in 6 weeks. And we forget that, again, as you said, there's not personal trainers 24 hours. There's not a staff. There's not two or three nannies. And you know what those women are getting? They're getting sleep. And I understand. And that's our next question. A lack of sleep, it's a monster that can cause overeating and lack of exercise. So with sleep being, such a big thing that sets a tone for nutrition and exercise, how can women change their lifestyle with sleep being such a big factor? Are there simple things that women can do?
Well, when the baby's napping, I think that the mom should be napping. Many times the baby takes a nap and mom tries to squeeze in a workout or do a load of laundry or, get dinner ready. I think the most important thing a mom can do for that recovering body is to get in bed and take a nap when the baby's napping, because that baby's going to be up all night long, and then you're going to be up all night maybe snacking through the night. So it's best to sleep when the baby's sleeping.
I love that answer because a lot of people have said to me, that's the time that you should go outside and exercise. But if you're not getting sleep, you're burning both ends of the candle. And people don't realize your hormones shift and lack of sleep. Your body's already going crazy. But when the hormones shift, the one that suppresses the appetite, that's gone. And the one that increases the appetite is saying, we need to eat. So I like that answer. And that's why you're here on today's show. Now, people might say, but you're a fitness expert, Laura. You have all the answers. You look great. And then I say, well, she's a mother of two. What worked for you? What worked when those two children were sleeping? What worked for you to get that body back?
Well, it wasn't easy, Jay. I've always been a thin, younger adult and child, and I never had to diet. And then I had, two kids, one after the other, and, there we go. I had to learn how to diet, and I didn't always know what I know about fitness and nutrition now. So it was really a struggle. But the best friend that I had was my double stroller. I would put those kids in the stroller, and I would walk all over the neighborhood. So you got to do what you need. What works for you to get yourself back in shape and to take care of yourself.
You know what? It's true. What works for you? What worked for my wife that was really important is that we made it together. What we did is we did something very simple. We put up a fitness calendar, and I came home say 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. We took that time to take our son Max for a walk, and even if it was for a half hour, if it was 45 minutes, we did it together. Because guys, we forget too, if our child is up late, if our wife is up late, we may be snacking. And I always say you have a 36% greater chance of accomplishing your fitness goals, and ladies, getting your body back, if you can get your spouse involved in it too. So Laura, how do you feel about that? Was your husband proactive with the weight loss, or did you find a friend that you can talk to and also get out and push that stroller with?
I had both. I had a young mom across the street from me with little kids, so we would put the kids in the stroller after dinner every night, and we live in a 1 mile development, so it's like a 1 mile circle all the way around. And we put the kids in the stroller, and we would walk for hours at night. And then, on the nights where I couldn't do that, my husband bought me a treadmill right after I had my first daughter, and he would put the kids to bed at night, and I would get on the treadmill. Even if it was 9 o'clock at night, it just made me feel better.
It does. It does. And that's one thing that was getting back to that calendar. It was great when we checked off days that we worked out. We saw something visual, and it sounds like you implemented a plan. And women forget that. It is a plan. It is a schedule. You're taking care of that child. You're saying, did it get its milk? Did it get its nap? Did it get its feeding? I have to take it here. I have to take it for a first month checkup, a 6 month checkup. You also have to make a plan for yourself. Are you getting your sleep? Are you getting your food in? Are you taking your nap? Are you getting the exercise? And you're also, women, I can't say this enough, and as Laura said too, establish something. If there's a mother in the neighborhood, if there could be classes at the YMCA, maybe at a church, get yourself involved in a group. I know here in New York City, there's a plethora of groups that new moms could just jump in and really share their experiences with. So go on the internet, find a group that you can get involved in, and have someone that can hold you accountable. Because when you have somebody, they're going to increase your chances of actually making a difference. So, Laura, speaking of difference, any last thoughts as a mom that you want to share with our new moms today about getting that body back in a healthy and simple way?
I think the most important thing, Jay, is patience. Don't be so hard on yourself. You'll get your body back, especially if you're nursing. It's going to take a little bit longer. Have patience with yourself. Don't look at the magazines for a few months, and just give yourself some time.
I love that last one. I like that. Don't look at the magazines. That's so true. Because we live in a society of so much comparison. Exactly. So after you have the baby, don't watch TV. Don't look at those celebrity magazines. Laura, it is always a great pleasure having you. If people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
The Fitness Circle on Facebook, or you can find me as Laura Fielding on Facebook as well.
Laura, thank you so much. And again, thank you for joining us on programs and enlightening so many of the new moms out there.
Thanks, Jay. It's been a pleasure.
You take care. To learn more about being a new mom and making healthy choices day in and day out, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.